Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joe Heffernan joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And of course, when I was talking with Professor Pat Dolan, I thought, I knew, you know, knowing you were coming on, you would 100% agree. Like, it's so important that we all have empathy in this world.
Totally, totally. We need to be able to project what the other person is thinking and feeling. In other words, like, a big part of it is we need to listen.
Yeah.
And we need to share. So that that we know where the other person is coming from, and we know where they know where we're coming from, and that could well lead to a de-escalation of anger, and maybe, you know, things might get left unsaid that need to be unsaid, and things that need to be said can get said, you know.
Yeah, and it certainly, yeah, it definitely leads to a kinder world as well. Now, today we want to talk about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And I don't know whether you heard Joe Duffy a few weeks ago did two full programmes on people ringing in about suffering from OCD. God, it was tough to listen to some of the people, and this is full-blown OCD and how their lives are just taken over by this OCD. And actually, I thought one of the interesting points that a lot of them made, do you know the way we all jokingly say when you go back to check something, oh, that's my OCD, or I have a bit of OCD.
Yeah. Yeah.
People suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder, I take great offence to somebody saying, oh, I have a bit of OCD, because you have no idea what it's like unless you've got that full-blown disorder.
Absolutely. Now, today, what I was hoping to talk about today would be just the O part of obsessive compulsive disorder. In other words, like obsessive thoughts.
Yeah.
Without the compulsive rituals.
But these are the thoughts that can frighten people.
Thoughts that can frighten people. It's often referred to as the big O, as against the O, C, D. So we'd be leaving out, we wouldn't be exactly into talking about OCD today, but obsessive thoughts.
Okay.
And these come up so much more than we might realise. And there are things that a person can be very, very reluctant to talk about, because a person can feel, oh my God, if they knew that about me, they wouldn't talk to me at all, you know.
Give us an example of what you're talking about. What are these thoughts like?
Well, the ones that really frighten people would be ones that they might harm somebody, very often a loved one. Thoughts of, sexual obsessions can come into it. Nasty things I might say, oh my God, how could I think that? What we need to realise, especially with the violent ones, which are, you know, ones that I would have heard from people down through the years, would be the ones that entail violence.
And you're talking about people who, in the normal scheme of things, are not violent people.
Absolutely. In fact, they're usually the exact opposite. They're usually kind and gentle people, but these thoughts come into their minds.
For no reason? For no reason?
Just out of the blue.
Okay.
And these thoughts, we'd say, you have dystonic thoughts and syntonic thoughts. Now, syntonic thoughts, if a person as an occupation robs banks, well then the thought of robbing a bank would be a systonic thought, like it would be part of the person's nature. Whereas for the ordinary individual, law-abiding individual, that would be a dystonic thought. In other words, it would be completely contrary to one's nature. And very usually, the violent ones are completely contrary to one's nature. But the fact that these thoughts come in frighten the person so much that they are they become obsessive.
Because the person thinks, if I can think this, I must be capable of it, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. And our job today would be to reassure people that down through all the years that I've been working in this area, and many people have shared the obsessive thoughts, and no one has gone next nor near carrying them out. So that should be reassuring. I remember someone sharing with me at some stage that they wouldn't go near the drawer in the kitchen where the knives were, in case that they would stab a family member.
Oh.
No, not in a million years, but the thought is frightening.
So when someone gets a thought like this, or another one I've heard is from a young mother once spoke about being at the top of the stairs, and it came into her head that she was going to throw her newborn baby down the stairs. Now, she just totally adored and loved this newborn baby. But for some reason, these really obsessive thoughts started getting into her head that she was going to injure in some way her newborn.
Yes.
No, she didn't, and she went away and got help. But it's exactly what you were talking about. They became obsessive thoughts.
Yes, and they keep on coming. Like, I remember somebody saying to me one time, I wake up in the morning, Joe, and I'm okay for about 15 seconds, and then it starts again.
Oh.
And ruins the day the person is trying to fight the thought, which is maybe not the best idea. The thing that I have found works for many people is to look at the thought with interest rather than fear.
Okay.
In other words, like, not to be going, oh my God, I must be a terrible person, but to say, look, that's just the thought. I've even joked with a person one time. I'd say, okay, you're in the cinema, and it's a Quentin Tarantino film, and there's people being murdered left, right, and centre, And I say, now, would you, when the film is over, would you head for the nearest Garda station and confess? And the person would laugh and say, no, I wouldn't confess. And I'd say, well, it's the same thing, that these thoughts are just pictures passing through. But when we get one about a loved one or a situation which is completely contrary to our nature, we focus on it, and then it has the power, and it has no other power, only the power to frighten us. So we need to kind of look at it with interest rather than fear. I used to have a thing there, face, accept, float, let time pass. Face the thought with interest rather than fear. Accept the thought. It can't help hurt to say, like, look, that's just another picture passing through. It has no more relevance to my actual life than any film that I'd see on the telly or in the cinema. You know, to kind of to treat it with interest rather than fear.
Okay.
Float. Just keep doing the things you do in your normal day. Go to your job. Do the things you have to do around at home or whatever else. And just keep on putting one foot in front of the other and doing the normal things. For example, if you're going to make a cup of tea, go and make a cup of tea rather than focus on one of these thoughts. And then let time pass. Like, the more you practice the face the thought with interest rather than fear, the less ability it has
to take over. The key there is not to pay so much attention to these thoughts, as easy as that sounds, but that's what you got to do. You're almost distracting your mind to not to give it attention.
Exactly, and to kind of treat it with a certain amount of contempt even, or even humour, to say, you know, people have come up with different scenarios, you know. I'll go over and I'll sort out the war in Ukraine. Sure, I mean, I'm such a deadly person that that'll be no bother, and kind of have a bit of a laugh at it, you know. When a person is down, Patricia, or when a person is very anxious, these old thoughts then find a niche in the mind of a person and can enter the thought process. But we need to remember, like, the thoughts are not facts. Thoughts are only thoughts. I mean, I can think that I won the lotto last Saturday. But, that would be great, provided I don't go out and spend it all, because, in fact, I won nothing in the lotto.
Yeah, so it's a little bit like the movie analogy. Those thoughts are a little bit like, well, you've watched a violent movie. That's it. It's over and done with. So move on.
Absolutely. It's pictures passing through. But when it becomes a picture that is scary for us, in other words, maybe involving a loved one, it becomes scary. I remember a person telling me that they were driving along and this 50-ton truck was coming the other way, and it just, you know, oh my God, if I ran into that now, you know, there'd be a ferocious, terrible crash and I'd be dead, etc. And then the person started to kind of ruminate on that sort of thing. And, you know, I must be suicidal. There'd be no more suicidal than yourself or myself. And but the thought takes over, and the thought is scary. And that's the part of this, like, that we need to stress, is that the thoughts have the power to frighten us and to make us think, oh, what kind of person am I at all, you know? Whereas, I mean, I'm sure that the people who write thrillers and novels to do with murders and all, that I enjoy reading those. And, you know, I'm sure then that they stand up from their desk and from their computer and they go and they have their dinner. Now, thereafter, writing about
horrific events,
murder and mayhem.
Yeah, but
it's just ideas.
Yeah, so it's their thoughts, they're not facts.
Precisely. Thoughts are not facts. And absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's to practice that. And it is practice. It's a little bit like when we spoke about empathy with Professor Dolan. He was saying you've got to practice the empathy. It's like a muscle. So it's a little bit like that. You need to practice it and get that through, that the thoughts are not fact. The only power it has is the power to frighten the person who's thinking the thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. And we need to have our little self-sayings like looking at for interest rather than fear. We need to have our little strategies that work. And then when we keep doing our normal life and when we let time pass, well then these things fade and they become, kind of, God, I remember when I used to, you know.
Okay, listen, have a great week and we'll chat to you again next Tuesday.
And as you mentioned OCD now, we might have a look at that next week.
That would be great. That would be great. Thanks for that, Joe.
Yeah.
Have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That is Joe Heffernan, runs a counselling practice in Bowie. His number is 086-834-8145.
834-8145. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.